Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
J.T. Moane, Tom Giordano program. Best writer in the area. Read him in the Bucks County Courier-Times. Today's column says, a growing population of American men call themselves incels, I-N-C-E-L-S, for involuntarily celibate. And here's the money line. Incel is shorthand for this, that someone, usually male, who wants sex but remains a virgin because women find him unsuitable, odd, or repulsive, or maybe a combo of the three. What is the good doctor J.D. Mullane's advice for said men, since they're growing in population in this kind of numbers? He first heard of them, and I did see this on several sites and social media, this jarring headline on Monday, male sexlessness is rising. The Institute for Family Studies describes incels as a seething population of young men who gather anonymously online to vent about their involuntarily sexless lives. J.D. Mullane from the Bucks County Courier-Times joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line here with Dom. Hey, J.D., welcome in. So you saw this on Monday, and bang, you got the column.
Yeah, and it's I guess these guys have always been around. We used to call them lonely hearts, or maybe, you know, in some cases, losers. But the prognosis is they just don't have any game, Dom. I mean, when we were young
brutal.
Men, yeah. Right? When we were young men, you actually had to go up to if you you know, wanted to attract a young woman, you had to do a few things. Maybe it was sports. Maybe it was you were in a band. But most of us weren't in sports or in a band, so we just had to develop a game, so to speak, and talk to young women and ask them for their phone numbers, and hopefully they would go out on a date with us. And sometimes it worked out, and sometimes it didn't, you know. But I think these guys, these incels, are, you know, the cliche millennial. They're in their mom's house, you know. Their whole world is online, and they're not getting out. And you know, if you don't get out and meet people, then your love life is really going to suffer. And so we have incels.
So, I mean, break this down. You said, too, again, if you're an athlete still today, you got a lot of women. If you play the guitar, not just in a band, you got to play guitar. That's a good insight. Or you have to be somebody willing to, let's face it, have a certain rejection level that comes into this and develop a skill of what works and doesn't work to meet and approach women. Now, with a column like this, I thought you would provide a specific tip or two, though. So we should call upon J.D. Mullane. What is the best icebreaker way to start up a conversation, would you say?
You know, I always found I can only talk to myself about myself. And I would just say, hi, how are you? I'm John. I'm J.D.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, pay a sincere compliment or engage in some kind of, you know, make them laugh. And that was always, that always worked for me. That was always like my game, I guess. Everybody has their own way of talking to the opposite sex. And, you know, I think but you know, inside, I think you're really sweating bullets, you know, because you want to impress, you want to come off as cool, you know, but, you know, inside you're just a nervous wreck.
And oh, absolutely. Now, J.D., do you think they have an easier time today? I was thinking about this. Do people Bill's age, now he's going to be happily married soon, but others, do they have an easier time today because we're living in times where there's more sex, you would think, or a harder time for some reason?
Well, I think that, you know, I think it's a mixed bag. Now, the headline on that article was that, you know, a lot more. There's a statistic, and I don't know how they got to this statistic, what demographic they interviewed, but it shows that young men between the ages of 18 and 29 are having less sex than young men 18 to 29 from 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? It tells you that, you know, something else is taking up, you know, center stage in the lives of a lot of young men. And my guess is that's the internet. That's video games.
Yes.
That's kind
or
of
porn. Or porn, yeah.
Or porn, yeah.
Yeah.
Japan has this problem where they have this incredible rate of porn addiction among young men who then no longer go and, you know, have sex with young women. They're satisfied online. And it's just, it's kind of a strange time we live in. And the internet is a wonderful thing. I communicate with people every day on it. I read things, you know, but it also has this dark side. And I think this is the result of the dark side. Look, involuntarily celibate men have always been around. It's just the internet now allows them to find each other and vent and talk about, men and women who are sexually active, who they're incredibly jealous of. They nickname men who are sexually active Chads and women Stacys. Chads and Stacys. They hate these people, the names that they're evocative of people who sex comes easy to, right? And there they are suffering, but they don't realize that, you know, you got to get out. You got to develop a game, you know, you got to develop a banter with young women and not some cheesy pickup line, but, you know, just a kind of a way of letting yourself, be romantic, you know. And you know what, Dom, I didn't put it in the column, but I really do think that's a big problem among millennials, people born between the years 1981 and 1996. If you look at their movies, their television shows, but especially their music, which is rap and hip hop, it is devoid of any kind of romance that guys like you and I, or even Gen X, would recognize. There's
now,
no romance.
I hear you.
The romantic generation I think America has ever produced.
That is quite a statement. Now, I'll give you one big drawback, something I should have done. It would have been easier. I don't dance. Slow dance, JD. So is that a component? That seems to be a real good way. If you dance pretty well, you're going to meet a lot more women.
Yeah, that is true if you dance. But have you been to a wedding reception lately and watched young people dance? It's not like when we were kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
They were like the actual dances that you did. Today, it's kind of just everybody in a big group on the dance floor just, you know, popping up and down. It's like a tribal dance. So I don't really think that's a bar because nobody, very few millennials can dance. I think that's the my takeaway from going to any club, going to any wedding reception. There are very few really good dancers, you know, unlike our parents' generation where all the men were pretty good dancers. They could do at least three or four different dances. So yeah, I think that still attracts because you stick out. But I don't think there's any substitute for, you know, wit and a sense of humor and a sense of romance. You know, the other day, and I wish I had talked to this kid, I was in the giant supermarket, and in the card aisle, there was a young man who looked dressed up. He had a tie, a jacket on, and he was holding a bouquet of flowers, and he was picking out. I saw that he was in the section of cards for, like, everyday stuff. I mean, this guy's really working it. This guy's got a game. You know, he's doing what we did, you know, 30 or 40 years ago when we wanted to win over a young woman and keep her, you know. So I don't think there's a lot of that going on today.
What kind of reaction have you gotten to the column, JD? What are people emailing you or saying?
Well, people are saying they're surprised to learn that there are a group of men, like this. You know, I don't think that they've ever gotten this kind of attention, but as they say, they've always been around. And, these guys believe that the readers are agreeing with me that there's no such thing as luck. You know, the harder you work at something, the luckier you get at something. And whether it's a job or a hobby or sports or romance, you got to work hard. I mean, there's a high price to pay for anything that's worth it in this world.
You're exactly right when it comes to that. I'm thinking about exactly.
You got to work.
And to remain happily married, Bill knows all this. There's a high price to pay.
But,
yes. Yeah.
You know, the work gets a little harder after you're married, I think, in a lot of ways. You know, my mother was always admonishing me, you don't take Rosie out enough, you know, and so, you know, you got to keep it up. You got to keep working. That's, you know, people who are married 50 years, that's why they're married 50 years. They somebody's keeping the romance up in that relationship. But I think a lot of millennial men are at a disadvantage because there was never really any good example of romance to begin with.
Yep, good stuff.
And these guys have to live with it.
Quite an insight, JD. Thank you, as always. And when's the next column appear? What are the days that you write? You write 4 times a week, 700 words. And you cut your own lawn. I know that.
I cut my own lawn, yeah. Well, tomorrow's for Burlington County Times, and it's on Governor Phil Murphy, whose priority seems to be illegal and not say to kids who, you know, the legal kids in Camden, you know, 30% poverty rate, Newark, you know, so it just ticks me off, this guy.
Well, he's a romantic guy, though. He looks like a romantic guy to me.
Not in those sneakers, Don.
No, there you go. You got the sneakers. All right, you got it. Thanks, J.D.
Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.